الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of developing ourselves and self-improvement as being a critical factor in the raising of children and becoming inspirational for your own children. I must mention and remind myself anew of the importance of having a mentor in your life, having a murabbi, having a musleh, having somebody who will guide you, who will teach you what you need to know, who will give you feedback, who will tell you what you need to hear, not what you like to hear. But before you go there, it's important to also know that this mentor is not just one mentor for everything in life. One can have multiple mentors. For example, you can have a mentor in your career. You can have a mentor for technology, you can have a mentor for various things. Physical development, your coach in the gym is a mentor and so on. But I'm talking about a mentor in terms of your overall personality, your mental, spiritual development. That is the mentorship that I am talking about. Now for that, it's very important to ensure that you get the right person, because if you get the wrong person, then you get into even more serious trouble. I mean, it's better to be mentorless than to be with a mentor who will lead you down the wrong path. And unfortunately, there are plenty of those. So it is important to have some criteria of judgment. How do you pick? How do you look at somebody and say, I think this is the right person? It's very important to have some, to the extent possible, some objective criteria. And so inshallah, we'll talk about that. There are five things that I usually look at and which I recommend. So we'll take one of them each day, inshallah. First and foremost of them is the ikhlas, basically of ikhlas niyyah, and that ikhlas is expressed in the outer world from deliberately not seeking, deliberately shunning wealth and fame. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, biznillahi ta'ala, that is from the gift of Allah, that's a different matter. But deliberately shunning, running away from wealth and fame, these are two very, very critical criteria. And the dalil of that I have for this is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, which is in Tirmidhi, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that two wolves let into a pack of sheep. Two wolves which are let into a flock of sheep are not more destructive to that flock of sheep than a man's greed for wealth and fame are to his religion. Two wolves let into a flock of sheep are not more destructive to that flock of sheep than are greed for wealth and fame. Then are these two things, wealth and fame, are to a man's religion. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, when he says wealth and fame are destructive to religion, he's talking about generally seeking wealth and fame. He's not talking about trying to seek wealth and fame in the name of religion. But today we have, nobody did that. In the reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't mention it is because there was no one doing that in any case. But in today's world, we are seeing that as well, which is people using the religion as a means of business, as a means of making money, and therefore, naturally, they have to seek fame in that same line. And that's why my lecture on pitfalls of modern dawah, I have mentioned that in detail. You have to seek fame because that's how you get money. Unless you are known, nobody comes to your lectures, nobody comes to your conferences, they don't pay, and your conferences are what make money. So therefore, you must promote yourself. So this self-promotion, this making money in the name of Islam, this is absolutely the pits. This is the worst of the worst. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this destroys your religion worse than two wolves in a flock of sheep. Now, why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically mention wolves in a flock of sheep? Why didn't he say a lion or a leopard or something? Because the tendency of wolves is unlike that of other predators. A leopard will pick up one sheep and go away. Wolves don't do that. Wolves will kill everything. If a wolf is left into the flock, it will just rip out the throats of all the sheep. That is the tendency of wolves. So they will destroy the entire flock. And that is the reason why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that wealth and fame, the hawas, daulat ki aur shohrat ki, ye do cheeze deen ko is tarah barbaad karti hai jaise ki koi bhediye ko bakriyon ke mande mein ko chhod de. So very important to ensure the, so the first and foremost criteria to look at is somebody who does not seek that. So if you're finding someone who's running behind that, and today unfortunately not only one of the outcomes, one of the evil outcomes of so-called ulama who are selling their religion or selling, making business out of Islam, is that people have started using the awamun nas, the ignorant people, they have started using that as a criterion of somebody's success. For example, they will say, so-and-so is a great sheikh. Do you see how many YouTube videos he has? So number of YouTube videos is a measure of your sheikhhood. Your sheikhdom is dependent on how many videos on YouTube or how many likes on Facebook. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. If that is the criterion, then we have to ask this question. With regard to this man who was completely unknown, nobody knew him, no name, no nobody, except a very select group of people. And one of those select group of people was Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And he used to always have an eye open and look out for this man because he was trying to meet him. And one day during his khilafah, he was trying to meet the man for many years, but one day during his khilafah, somebody said to him that a caravan has come from Yemen. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to specifically look for people from Yemen because this man was among those people. So he saw this man praying in the masjid. And he had a feeling that maybe this is the man I've been looking for all these years. So when the man finished praying, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went to him, he asked him, what is your name? The man said, my name is Uwais. He said, which tribe are you from? So the man said, I am from the tribe of Qarn. He said, from Yemen? He said, yes. So then the man said, why are you asking me all these questions? He knows who he is. So he said, why are you asking me all these questions? So Sayyidina Umar said, no, I have one more question. And I'll tell you why I'm asking the questions. So he said to him, do you have a small patch on your body, the size of a small coin, which is a remnant of the leucoderma, what we know today as leucoderma? Obviously, he did not use that term. He said, this, it's not a disease, but it's, you know, something, a condition of the skin. He said, you had this on your body and you made dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed this, and he left this one small patch as a reminder of his grace. Do you have this on your body? The man said, yes. And then he said, why are you asking me the question? He said, before I tell you that, I have a request for you. So Uwais al-Qarni rahmatullahi, he said, you are requesting me? He said, yes. He said, my request is, please make dua for my maghfirat. Okay? Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, he says, may please make dua for Allah to forgive me. So Uwais al-Qarni rahmatullahi, he said, yeah, wait a moment, what is this? I mean, this is, you are making me ashamed. I am nobody. No one knows me. I am nobody. You are the Khalifa. You are the Amir al-Mu'mineen. You are a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are one of the Asharu Mubashara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Bashara of Jannah for you. You want me to make dua for you? I mean, what dua can I make for you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I am not asking you just like that. He said, I am asking you because we were once, and he says, with me was Abu Bakr and others, radiallahu anhum. He said, we were once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if ever one of you meets a man from Yemen, from the tribe of Qarn, and his name is Uwais, and he had this condition of the whiteness of the skin, and he made dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him, and left a small patch as a reminder of his grace, if you ever meet him, then ask him to pray for your forgiveness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this to the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar and others radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Now, my point is, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu explained this to Ubayy al-Qarni. He started crying. He said, SubhanAllah, this is the mercy of Allah. And he said, I could not meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because I was taking care of my mother. And Sayyidina Umar said, yes, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said that this man is not able to meet me because he's taking care of his mother. And so he was not a Sahabi, he is among the Tabi'in. Although he lived in the same period, he could have become a Sahabi if he had come to Medina, but he was not able to do that. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred that and rewarded him in this way, that he gave him dua, which is accepted, and he gave him this izzah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said to Ubayy al-Qarni, he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Iraq. So he said, I will give you a letter to the governor of Iraq, and he will give you lands, and he will give you a pension. And he said, no, I don't want anything. I don't want anyone to know me. I don't want you to mention this to anybody. So please let me go on my own. He left and went away. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu always used to ask people coming from Iraq, have you met this man called Uwais and so on? And Allah has made him mustajabul da'wat. Allah has accepted his dua. So one day, one man who heard this from Sayyidina Umar, he went back to Iraq. And he searched for him and he found him. And he said to him, please make dua for me. He said, why are you asking me how do you know, who am I? He said, no, I know because Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned. Now obviously, word spread, people started gathering. So Sayyidina Uwais radiallahu anhu then disappeared, meaning that he went away somewhere and nobody knew where he had gone to. Somebody said he went back to Yemen, wallah alam. Now my point is, on the one hand, you have the conduct of people who are selling their deen and making business out of Islam. Self-promotion, always making money and so on and so forth. On the other, and we think that these are the great sheikhs. This is our criterion, unfortunately. We say, oh, these are the great. Why? Because he's so well known. Nobody knows. So everybody knows him. On the other hand, you have people like Ubayy al-Qarni who nobody knew. But these people, they did not have izzah before the jahilun, before the ignorant masses. But they had izzah before Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So where is the real value in terms of Islam? And that's the reason why it's very important for us to have the right criteria. So the first criterion today, inshallah, this is enough for today. The first criterion of the musleh, the murabbi, the mentor for our spiritual development is somebody who has ikhlas, and therefore somebody who actively does not look for money and does not look for fame. In terms of deen, and definitely not somebody who takes money to teach Islam, who takes money for in the name of religion, and who is making a business out of Islam. Absolutely, definitely not. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from people who sell their religion and who try to mislead people by seeking name and fame. We ask Allah to save us from that and to enable us to recognize and to find the right people who have the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them and to be guided by them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.